was a good feeling to be coming back from a place like Milton Keynes with the points. So a good side. You know, it was reasonably quiet coach. I think it's because a lot of tired bodies on there in terms of the effort the lads had to put in to get the result. And a good day off yesterday. We had a later start this morning. And we're travelling down early to Colchester tomorrow because we need to get the preparation right again to reproduce another away performance.
That's another good away win. You must be pleased with how they're playing away from home and keeping it tight and holding on to that ball, as you said.
If you add everything up going into the Milton Keynes game, them just coming back off scoring 5 away from home, beating Man United by 4 a few weeks prior to our game, and obviously us getting beat and then losing Hans just prior to kick off, I think it was a big test for us, and we responded very well, and that is a good sign. It's got to be. But my thoughts now are turned to the next game and reproducing the level of performance both with the ball and without the ball. They're a younger team obviously, but they've got some decent attacking players. We've got to play the way we can play, and that's important. Like I always say, you know, obviously we're looking at bits and pieces what Colchester have done and how they play, but you know, it's reproducing the standards, as simple as that.
And James Hansen, what's the situation there? Obviously, as you said, had to pull out after the warm-up.
Well, it's frustrating because injury which shouldn't really happen, but it has. We'll probably get him scanned today and have a look at that. It's not too serious, hasn't tore his muscle severely or anything, but you know, there is a problem there, and we won't know the extent of it probably till another 24 hours.
And of course Colchester's somewhere you know really well. Is that an advantage or
I mean, it's a long time since I was there now, so not really. You know, there's no players, no members of staff left from while I was there, so it's a completely different club I'm going back to in terms of personnel.
And in terms of journeys you've got, it's 3 long journeys in a row. Is that something you have to look at when you're dealing with the players in training, and how you deal with them after the journey?
It's just getting that preparation right, and we're going to train down there in the Colchester area tomorrow because we feel that's the right thing to do. Bits of detail and, you know, the eating, the refueling from Tuesday to Saturday, crucial. People talk about it all the time at Premiership and teams playing the Champions League, Premiership games. It's just as important as our level, and within our constraints, you know, we've got to do everything we can.
And the other long-term injuries, how are they
doing? Well, Davo's out on the training pitch today. He's, you know, he's running and he's doing everything he can. You know, he's just got that 6-week marker where the bone has obviously healed after that, but he's feeling great. He's doing everything, obviously not training contact-wise, but functionally training. Matty Dolan's out there today as well. He's probably about a week away. Lewis Clarkson has been a frustrating one. He's slower, which is a real shame for Lewis because, obviously, as everyone knows, in pre-season he was scoring goals and looked, at the very least, he was going to be a real threat off the bench in the early part of the season. But, unfortunately, you know, injury has stopped that and he faces a long road back.
And Yates' shoulder.
Yates and Meza, you know, absolutely superb. Both of those two, I've got to give them a special mention. You know, Meza, as I said afterwards, you know, on advice not to play him. But he put himself up for the game because he knew, he understood the situation. Played really well, and he's not had a reaction to that, which, you know, from my point of view, is a big relief because I wouldn't want to lose him. Mark Simmer, you know, we strapped his shoulder up and he went out and got on with it, and he feels better again for that.